of rape and sexual assault in England and Wales were halted when crucial evidence was withheld from defence lawyers. BBC News.
And the news is read by Alan Smith.
Hear her.
My mother believed that a woman's place was in the home and felt that that was her duty.
I would like to have more time with my mum. Sometimes in holidays and things, but it would be nice to just have her there, like sitting on the sofa or something.
I think that we were expecting to have achieved equality by now, but I think we're only just starting to see how far we've got to go.
Hear her.
A season of women's voices across the BBC.
To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/hearher.
This is BBC Radio 4, and now the final episode in the series starring the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out. He's got a back for your mild demand. Troll make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. How is it that my teachers at school knew I had special powers? What was the phrase? Constant supervision. How come when I met one of those very, 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 very large Americans and he said that he fitted kitchens, I said, I bet you don't. And how come Calvin Klein's mum labels everyone else's pants? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Milton, have you seen my cake slice anywhere?
What, the one that looks like a trowel, and if you tried to, say, unblock a drain with it, the end would probably snap off?
I suppose so.
No idea.
Well, never mind. I'll use my backup cake slice. Tiramisu.
Don't mind if I tiramadu.
I do hope you like it. Cooking has become rather a thing with me.
Well, I come from a family where my dad saw it as his role to put food on the table. Then my mum would put it back on the plates.
I see. And now's time to try my millionaire's shortbread.
Or as millionaires call it, shortbread.
I suppose they do.
Or as short millionaires call it, bread. Or more likely, out-of-reach bread.
Yeah, well, here it is. Let me just taste some first. Not sure.
Well, let me give you a little kitchen tip I learnt recently.
Oh, yes.
Never store the cocoa powder next to your grandmother's ashes.
Bah!
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Oh, Anton, I see you've been getting ready for the village fete.
Oh, no, what terrible thing is about to befall the village?
No, Milton. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You know, every year the village fete has an annual cake competition.
Of course, and I should have won it last year with my authentic Russian pavlova, inspired by Pavlov himself, with real dog saliva.
Yes. Well, rumour has it that a certain Valerie May has moved into a nearby village and has agreed to judge it this year.
Who's Valerie May?
Valerie May. The TV chef.
Oh, I don't watch those cookery shows. They're so predictable.
I know, you could make a list of all the clichés they use. In fact, here's one I prepared earlier.
That's true.
Well, I've been testing out all my dishes to impress her.
Oh, I can see you've put on a few pounds.
Oh, fair enough. I'll just take that on the chin.
Nzz.
Well, you're looking very trim, Pauline, I must say.
Oh, thank you, Anton. I've been going to that gym quite a bit recently. Anyone fancy a health shake?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, and would anyone be able to rub coconut oil on my back, please?
That shake was delicious, really tropical, if a little on the greasy side. Oh, no.
Why did you need the oil, Pauline?
To get into my lycra onesie. It's a bit tight. Did you order me that new leotard online like I asked you, Milton?
Leotard? You know how a T can look like a P?
Milton.
Actually, there might have been a mix-up.
Milton, you didn't get a real leopard.
Relax, it's just the sound of a leopard.
Well, where on earth did you get that?
Spotify.
Of course you did.
Right, well, I have to go to my exercise class in this old thing, I suppose. But you two are coming with.
Well, yes, I can't just sit at home putting on weight. I just end up afraid to go out.
Yes, the obese agoraphobic is very much the elephant in the room. Yes, bakery and cookery are taking off like never before. People are turning to food as if it's some kind of necessity. In all sorts of places, like Manchester. I spent Christmas there just to go into the Royal Mail Depot and see all the postmen going, sorted, sorted. Liverpool, where the dance the conga was invented. Something to do with not being allowed to walk alone. I've heard of the Cheltenham races, but looking round, it seems to be mainly white people. And I can't go to Northern Ireland, though. Well, I'm dairy intolerant. My name's Milton Jones, and I'm going to try and get fit with my friends. So Anton and I went with Pauline to the leisure centre to see if we could join in her exercise classes. We were met at reception by a very fit-looking man.
Gym membership.
Milton Jones, pleased to meet you, Jim.
No, Milton. He works at the gym. He's not called Jim.
I am, actually.
See?
I beg your pardon, Jim.
My surname's not membership, though. That would be ridiculous.
Yes, quite.
It's Nastics.
Shall we go through?
Oh, it's so kind of you to let my friends join this muscle-toning class, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you'll need a mat.
Anton, use this.
That's a doormat.
You're welcome.
And, Milton, I've been meaning to ask, why are you dressed as a rooster?
Right, let's get started on our pecs.
I thank you.
Right, folks, all we need now is some music.
Actually, I can provide some crowing, if you like, but apparently people don't like my early stuff.
Thanks, Milton, I'm good, though. Okay, people, are you ready to start?
Yes, absolutely.
I said, are you ready to start?
Yes.
Come on, I'm going to wake you all up.
Again, as a rooster, this really is very much my territory.
And work that body, yeah, woo!
Oh, this'll sort out your cake problem, Anton.
Absolutely.
And so much better than weight-watching classes with their stupid slogan, it doesn't matter how many pastries you've had.
I think that was... past tries, Milton. And rest. Oh, I say. Well, that was fantastic. I feel as if I've lost something already.
Yes, but unfortunately, your dignity doesn't weigh anything.
And the best thing is, Jim's completely taken my mind off cakes.
Excuse me. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, Milton, look who it is.
Who?
Come on, Milton, the bouffant hairdo, the impeccable makeup, the twin set and pearls.
Grandpa!
No. It's Valerie May.
Can I help you, ma'am?
I hear you're the very best local fitness trainer, and I want to hire you to work with me, privately, exclusively.
You can't do that. Jim's job is to help the public. Everyday people like me, an ordinary guy from my beak right down to my talons. Ah!
May I say, Ms. May, that we are such fans of your work.
Oh, yes? Do you want me to sign anything?
No, none of us have hearing problems.
loved your recipe for pineapple upside-down cake.
Or as they call it in Australia, pineapple cake.
We do indeed.
Or as Australian pineapples call it, the cake of death.
Right, well, I've got better things to do than chat with people all day. You, tight shorts man, you are now my exclusive personal trainer. Come with me, chop chop.
No way, ma'am. I'm about to take my meditation class on loosening our grip on materialism.
I'll pay you double what this lot pay you.
When do we start?
I'm Milton Jones, and a celebrity cook has stolen my gym instructor. So I'm going to take for class myself. Will you sign the Milton Jones Fitness Pledge?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, stage one of my fitness program. Try lifting this.
Looks very heavy. What is it?
That's the pen to sign the pledge. Okay, you've now joined the program. So, welcome, Jennifer and... Ooh, well, that's a bit of luck, sir. I've already got some kit with your name on it. Here.
Now, I'm Leonard, not Leotard.
nonetheless.
Now, I'm not dressing like an idiot just because you can't read my handwriting.
Well, I had to. At school, there was a mix-up when they left the J off my nickname, and I had to spend a whole year in a onesie. Now, stage two of the fitness programme. Come with me, and we'll find a running machine somewhere. Okay, keep going. Just another 2K. You can do it.
Hey, do you mind just standing on my shopping?
Milton, I know it's like a treadmill, but I'm not sure about using the checkout at Sainsbury's.
Ignore them, Leonard. Now jump over this tiny triangular hurdle. Face first into the Taruma Salata. Well done, Leonard. You followed my advice.
What?
Always dip at the finish.
Milton, I'm sure there are plenty of treadmills back at the gym.
There aren't. Last night I snuck in to try and find one, but I walked for miles and miles. Oh, I see what's happened. Of course, I know firsthand how fragile a human body is from when I used to be a police pathologist.
Right. Better take a look at the Wilson stabbing case then, Jones.
Right, the body's over here in the refrigeration unit. I estimate the time of death to be before 10 a.m.
How can you tell?
My Ocado delivery. It's on top of the body. It arrived at 10. If it had arrived after, those carrier bags would be underneath.
Not sure you should be putting that in there.
Maybe not. But there's one question I just can't answer.
What's that?
Just who exactly would stab a naked man while he's lying in a giant fridge?
No, he was found dead in his bed yesterday. Apparently he was a witness in a big trial. Very convenient. None of the neighbours saw anything either. Very convenient.
Where did he live?
14 Hazelmere Road, near the bus station.
Once again, very convenient.
His fingers, why are they so swollen?
No, that's an easy mistake, Sergeant. Those are sausages fallen out from the Ocado bag.
Look. I've been trying to find a link between all the victims. Something they've all got in common, but I just can't.
All dead?
No. Corpses are all horribly bloated, which tells us...
Of course! They're all northerners!
How dare you!
I managed to persuade the group to come back to the gym and work on their upper body strength. I didn't know how all the machines worked, but you can usually guess from their names. Right, I think you sit down there.
Here?
Yes.
Now what?
Not there.
You just said...
Oh, you're always saying I've done it wrong, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Sometimes I think you don't care about me at all.
What?
Milton, rowing machine, not rowing.
Oh, you just had to stick your oar in, didn't you? Well, I'm off and I'm never coming back.
You know you're on the treadmill again, don't you?
Maybe. And then it was on to the cross trainer.
Get off my back, you weirdo!
My fitness program had got off to a shaky start, but there are two things you need to know about me. I ain't no quitter, and I probably ain't no English teacher either. But I needed to take things up a notch. So at 6 a.m., I summoned everyone to the garden for some military-style fitness training. Okay! Is everyone here?
Yes!
Right, before we start today's fitness regime, are there any questions?
Yes. Can we stop drumming yet? Our arms are exhausted.
You must.
Oh, Milton, what have you done to my lovely garden?
I don't like the look of all those ropes and fences.
It's time to get tough. Here's the routine. At 0600, we do physical fitness. At 0630, we do the assault course. At 0690, we learn how the 24-hour clock works.
I'm not sure I want to do this, Leonard.
Yes, let's go.
Not so fast. You signed a pledge, remember? Besides, the garden gate is locked, and if you try and sneak over the fence, you'll have to get past this leopard.
Leopard? Leopard?
Milton, that's just a leotard.
Yes, but it's the one I've been wearing in the gym all week, and it's really, really angry. Oh,
get away!
But first, a 10K run, US Marine style. We're all getting into shape.
We're all getting into shape.
And this should rhyme, but doesn't quite.
And this should rhyme, but doesn't quite.
At least it scans, but this bit really doesn't.
At least it scans, but this bit really doesn't.
Sometimes marching songs are surprisingly difficult.
Sometimes marching songs are surprisingly difficult.
To follow.
To what?
And so we moved on to resistance training. By which I mean training to resist cakes and puddings. Right, you lot! I want to see how close you can get to that table covered in jelly and sponges without eating them. This is the trifle range.
Look, do we have to do this?
Of course! You could be tempted by cake at any moment. This exercise will keep you alert to the dangers.
Wait, what's that yellow cloud approaching from the kitchen?
Everybody down!
Oh, what is it?
Custard gas.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh,
that's nice. Oh, that's lovely.
Very nice.
Mm. Oh, look, a text from Valerie May. To apologise for taking your personal trainer, I'm inviting you all round tomorrow afternoon for tea and cakes.
Oh, hooray!
No, you can't go. It'll undo all our good work.
Oh, but it'll be delicious.
You're making a big mistake.
Why?
You can't see the floor.
Not really.
Certainly still overweight then, if you can't see the floor.
Think of all the lovely pudding she makes.
Come on, guys. Don't destroy all your efforts so far. Stay strong. She is not going to make you crumble.
She probably will, you know.
Shut up!
But Milton, she can make anything taste nice. Have you tried her carrot cake?
I make carrot cake.
Yes, but Valerie's cakes are to die for. Yours are to die of.
Apparently, she even has a lovely recipe for a cake made of tofu.
I won't let you have the tofu.
We demand the tofu.
You can't handle the tofu. So, celebrity cook Valerie May had chosen to come to our village. Coincidence? Yes. But life is full of coincidences, as the actress said to the actress. People just don't believe how many coincidences there are in my life.
Oh, hi there. Nice party. I'm John, by the way. I don't think I've met you before, have I?
I don't think I've met you before either.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, I should have warned you. It's just coincidences keep happening to me all the time.
Coincidences?
Coincidences? That is uncanny.
No, no, you just said it because I said it.
If that's what you want to believe, as I said, I am Mr. Coincidence. Sometimes people call me Milton Coincidence.
Your name is Milton Coincidence?
See?
Hold on, that's just you playing that music.
Maybe, but both my parents had the same surname.
Yeah, I'm guessing after they were married.
Perhaps.
Fact is, nothing you've told me so far is actually a coincidence.
All right, then, take this pack of cards. Go on, then select one and show me.
All right.
Seven of clubs. That was the card I was thinking of.
Well, lovely to meet you, but just to let you know, you are nothing but a tedious, deluded, atmosphere-sapping excuse for a party guest who can only have been invited here by accident. What now?
That's exactly what she just said.
I did actually.
Yeah, me too.
And the others. How spooky is this? My name's Milton Jones, and I run a boot camp full of lazy but loyal recruits.
Milton, everyone's vanished. They must have fled the compound to go to Valerie's for cakes and puddings.
Deserters!
They must have escaped. They must have escaped under the wall.
Of course. Like in The Great Escape with tunnels named Tom, Dick and Harry.
Except this time there's just the one tunnel.
Called Doug.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't do us any harm to go and see that they're actually at her tea.
Anton, you just want to go and see her wonderful cakes.
Not true.
Yes, it is. You just want to see her magical wonderland of gingerbread and cream and the lightest of sponges and icing and toppings that melt in your mouth.
I'll get the car.
Good idea. As we approach Valerie's mansion, I realised that perhaps I'd been using too much stick and not enough carrot, which would explain why so many people choked on my casseroles.
Well, here we are, Valerie's house. Impressive, isn't it? To think that it's all built with the results of her labour.
You mean?
Yes.
This whole place is made of cakes and biscuits.
What? No!
This door knocker, for instance. It's just a ring donut. Which is very good for you because it contains a lot of iron, which breaks down your teeth.
Ah, more visitors.
Give me back my fitness clients or I'll eat your house.
Oh, look, why don't you come and join us on the lawn?
Big field of green icing, more like. Next thing you'll be wanting us to walk into that huge white cake.
That's a marquee, Milton.
When we got inside the giant Pavlova, it was just as I expected. There was my entire fitness club all eating cakes. I had to take action. Walling, don't eat that.
Milton, I'm so hungry. And Valerie's cakes are so tasty.
Nevertheless, Pauline.
And they're all fortified with the nutrients required for a healthy lifestyle.
So, a Valerie-controlled diet.
And anyway, since we've started eating her cakes, we've never felt fitter.
Really?
Yes. Here, let me pass you on.
Thanks, Leonard.
There's something not quite right, Milton.
He's only passing us a cake.
And the entire table.
you'll need a knife to cut that tart, boys. Here.
They all seem to be super strong. Something's very wrong here.
And now I think it's time for someone to show you to the door.
Thank you, but I'm not sure I could eat a whole one. I mean, unless you've opened it already. Back home, we decided to do some research on Valerie. Anton looked on the internet. Well, I put thimbles on my first two fingers so I could pretend my hand was a tiny little tap dancer.
It's no good. I can't find anything suspicious in Valerie's background, only that she comes from 12 generations of bakers.
So 13, presumably.
And that she's been giving out her own cakes for free at bake-offs all around the country.
But why did the fitness group suddenly get so muscly?
Well, something's going on there. But we came away without any evidence.
Not so, Anton. I managed to sneak this out. As you can clearly see, she's dealing in stolen cakes.
Milton, that says stolen. It's a type of German cake.
I knew that. Tasty, though.
It's interesting. This layer of icing looks a little odd. Something doesn't smell right.
It's my leotard, isn't it?
Yes. But there's something else. Let's take a closer look. I've got an app here that can analyse the molecular makeup of any small sample. Let me just... The icing appears to be some kind of anabolic steroid cream with extraordinary effects. Milton, you're holding me 6 feet in the air, balancing me on your little finger.
Oh, yes.
But in your case, such a small dose won't last very long, so any minute now, your strength will give out and I will fall to the... Ow! Ground.
At this difficult time, Anton and I were determined to stand up and be counted. There were two of us. But we were determined to fight for the British people, for their way of life and the places where they live. So many wonderful places. Did you know Aberdeen once won a special Britain in Bloom award for putting on an incredible flower display all without the use of the sun? Newcastle, the last place in Britain to get Facebook. In fact, the residents still orally add the word like to the end of most sentences. Of course, years ago, Wales was the shape of a giant isosceles triangle, but now the only thing left is the place name Anglesey. Cornwall has no capital, false or truer. And the interesting thing about Basingstoke is... No, sorry. My name is Milton Jones, and I'm on the trail of an evil supercook. Anton and I decided to break into Valerie's house and find out what was actually going on. It's not often you see an owl in the daytime, is it?
No. Good idea, trying to break in the afternoon. Not so obvious. But be careful, there'll still be all sorts of security measures. If only she'd left one of these conservatory windows open.
Don't worry, it'll be sugar glass, like they use in the films. I'm breaking in!
No, Milton!
Wow, that is one big red noisy glacé cherry.
Again? Milton, that alarm bell is not edible.
You're right, it's been cooked for way too long.
Either way, we've been detected. Look, someone's coming.
Oh, Anton, Milton.
Pauline!
Oh, need help. So mixed up, drugged us all. Incredible strength, planning something terrible.
Something's missing.
Yes, all her pronouns.
We have to somehow counter the effects of the drugs.
Here, Pauline, drink this.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, well done, Milton. Oh,
surprisingly coconutty.
Oh, dear. Still, now we need to look around for clues to find out what Valerie was up to.
Look, over here, Anton. A magic mirror that adds 30 years, a beard and a hat.
That's a portrait, Milton, of Sir Edwin Hundred. Let's just have a closer look. Valerie!
Don't touch that painting. You leave Grandpops alone.
So Edwin Hundred was your grandfather?
And a brilliant man, the inventor of the Hundred. A revolutionary miniature cake top sprinkle. Each one was hand-carved to perfection. But to cope with demand, he took on a business partner,
Jeremiah Thousand?
I will not have that man's name spoken in this house.
Yes, Anton, if she said it once, she said it a lot.
It was he who stole Grandpop's designs and made a fortune by mixing our hundreds with his inferior mass-produced
It's okay, we can guess that bit. Coincidentally, I once met a bloke whose surname was Billion.
Really?
But it turns out his real name was Million and he just had a cold.
So, Valerie, your family missed out on all the royalties from Hundreds and Thousands.
It was hundreds of millions.
But why the steroid-laced cakes?
Because it's time to set the record straight. I've had your old fitness instructor, Jim, training an army to break into the kitchen cupboards and corner shops across the nation so I can steal and destroy all those nasty, tiny coloured things.
Dozens of teams stealing hundreds and thousands from millions of packets. Wow, by now they must have about 45.
Oh, no, I've got rather more than that. Look over there.
Wow.
Yes, a completely blank wall.
Other direction, Milton.
Wow, every 100,000 in the country.
Compacted into one massive solid glass silo of gaudily coloured sugar.
Then all I have to do is put it at the back of my giant kitchen cupboard.
Behind the bicarbonate of soda.
Yes, always behind the bicarbonate of soda.
And then it'll be lost forever. You fiend! Children's parties will be ruined all over the country.
And the makers of insulin will be livid.
The time for needless exposition is at an end. Leonard!
You called?
Time to show them the true meaning of the word. Batter.
Oh, my word, that's our Leonard. He's really bulked up, and the leotard is rather tight.
Yes, I don't think I'll ever be able to eat walnuts again.
We're done for.
Not quite. I think I can use Leonard's newfound self-obsession against him. Hey, Leonard!
What?
Those biceps look great.
Oh, that's nothing. Wait till I flex.
What are you doing, Milton? That leotard's stretched to breaking point as it is.
Exactly. Is that all you've got, Leonard? Get down, Anton. The leotard's going to go.
Oh, that's gone.
It's pinged right into the hundreds and thousands bottle. Valerie, get out of the way! There's a massive sugar cylinder rolling towards you.
Someone do something! It'll squash me absolutely flat!
Quick, has anyone got the recipe for pancakes?
Oh! Oh, she's still alive.
Quick, has anyone got the recipe for humble pie?
You're right. I've seen the error of my ways. From henceforth, I shall allow the use of sugar-based sprinkles for the purposes of cake decoration.
Good for you.
But I shall have to start small. Produce just single-digit versions. Instead of hundreds, nines, eights and sevens.
Hang on. I don't think anyone's going to want to cover their cakes in number ones or number twos.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the